Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
This week, we are having a conversation on the importance of school choice. Unfortunately, Nebraska is one of three states that has no school choice. Joining me is Corey DeAngelis. He is the National Director of Research for American Federation for Children. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start our conversation about confronting the myth that private schools harm public schools. What would you say to that?
Yeah, the main argument against school choice that the status quo repeats over and over again is they'll say that school choice steals money from the public schools. But that doesn't make any sense at all. Just imagine if someone were to say that allowing families to choose their grocery store steals money from Safeway. That wouldn't make any sense because everybody understands that your grocery funding doesn't belong to Safeway. Similarly, children's education dollars don't belong to any particular institution, public or private. Education funding is meant for educating the child. It should follow them to wherever they're getting an education. And then secondly, if that's your main argument against school choice, what does that tell you about your beliefs about how the current system is serving the needs of families? If you believe that when given the option, families will run the other way, that's a really strong argument for school choice, not against it. And then lastly, people will say that school choice steals money from the public schools, but the reality is the scholarships are valued a lot lower than the amount that the public school spends per student. So what that means mathematically is that when public schools lose their students to their competition, they actually end up with more money per child left behind. Just imagine if you left Walmart and started shopping at Safeway and Walmart got to keep about a third of your funding for groceries in perpetuity. That would be a great deal for Walmart. And I would argue that school choice is a great deal for the public schools too, because they get to keep so much money for students they're no longer educating. So school choice is a rising tide that lifts all boats, and competition helps the students in both sectors.
Join us tomorrow as Corey and I continue the conversation on school choice and what the data tells us. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.